Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about spirituality, healing, energy, alternative medicine, higher levels of consciousness, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun way to nourish your spirit. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show. Welcome to the Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about spirituality, healing, energy, alternative medicine, higher levels of consciousness, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun way to nourish your spirit. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
I want to welcome everybody to Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Masevich. And gosh, we're at the end of the year here. I'm visiting with my sister, Amy, which is a regular co-host I have. Hey, Miss Amy, how are you tonight?
I am very excited to be here.
Excited to have you here. We've got a couple of our regular diners. Miss Gloria, how are you tonight?
I am doing good, thank you.
Awesome. And Dr. Kim is with us tonight. Hey, Dr. Kim.
Hey, Robin and everybody. Happy New Year.
Yeah! Yay! So we should have brought some horns or something. That would have been good. Amy's going to have to get creative here and make some noise there.
Figure out something.
So last show, which was TC 283, we were talking about letters to the future self. And Amy, why don't you kind of back up a little bit and tell everybody how that happened. And tonight we're going to be kind of bringing in another way of looking at that, and we're going to talk about visioning boards tonight. So go ahead and talk about the letters to yourself. That was really cool how that all worked out.
Well, I just happened to be at a gift shop killing some time. Is that an interesting turn of phrase? Killing time. And I saw this amazing little book, Letters to Your Future Self. So it's really just a bunch of envelopes, and they're just so well done with different ways where I want to go, things I'd like to try someday. And I really love the idea of doing future self work, which I do all the time. But I really like the idea of how well this is put together. And so I thought, well, I'll go home and go look at Amazon and see if I could find it there. And so I ordered it. And when I thought, well, if I'm really going to do this, I should have my higher self gift it to me. And so that's what I did. I did a gift card that you can do, and I just said, you know, hi Amy, and you know, aren't you wonderful? And this is what you'll have, and whatever I said, and you know, love Amy, and I've taken that that little love letter to myself, my future self, and put it in a journal. I'm starting on the 1st of January, the first of the year, and so I just thought, how fun for us to really take that future self concept and really bring it into our day to day life.
Yeah, and from that conversation, again, that this was our last episode, 283, we just started talking about just the possibilities of where that could go. And for me, it was really like, well, okay, a letter to my future self, that's going to be like in a year, maybe 3 years, 5 years from now. But we wanted to have coming into this really good place of talking about, you know, you could talk to your future self. It could be, you know, at the beginning of the day, and at the end of the day, you would go back and check with yourself and say, yeah, how did my future go? So I thought that was just really interesting with having it be in that kind of a way. So, Dr. Kim, have you ever had that kind of a thought when it comes to your future self?
Actually, with Amy and Dr. Lynn Joseph, we just wrote a chapter for the Encyclopedia of Strategic Leadership and Management that uses the future self concept to envision where you want to go in your career. And it's been remarkable. And I'm also using it in a course for thousands and thousands of people that I'm on a team creating that course with. And one of the modules is on creating your future work self. So it's very, very timely.
That's very cool. That's very cool. So on a personal level, now that you've been introduced to it in that way, how has that changed just the way you're looking at your day-to-day activities?
Well, let's see. To be honest, I haven't done such a great job recently applying it. But, get this.
Uh-huh.
I am holing up in a hotel on New Year's Eve by myself. And one of the things I'm going to be doing is a process that I call completing the past. So kind of wrapping up 2015 and putting a bow on it and saying thank you and goodbye, frankly, to 2015. And then writing a letter to myself as I choose and want to be on January 1st of the next year of 2017.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm writing a letter to myself as if it was a year away from now and honoring all that I've accomplished and all the ways that I've grown and the relationships that I've built.
May I offer a suggestion?
Sure.
So what I recommend is get a journal specifically for 2016 and write that letter as the very beginning, and then however often you choose to, have your future self write back to you.
That's a great idea, Amy. I will do exactly that.
So what does your future self sound like? Is it like sexy, or is it like a Minnie Mouse, or does he have like a special voice for your future self? That's probably a really strange question, but I don't know. That's popped in my head, so I thought it out.
Well, I've named her Savvy, so
okay.
Something.
Uh-huh.
And there are many dimensions to her, so I will let her speak to me in all kinds of voices.
Yeah, that's very cool. How about you, Gloria? Have you ever had it where you're working with your future self like that, where you've written letters or just worked with yourself? Like you said, you know, you imagine yourself at the end of the day and then gone back and reviewed with yourself and caught up with yourself.
I haven't done it with the future self. I've only done it with the different dimensional selves.
Oh, okay. Well, isn't it kind of the same?
I think so.
I think it's kind of the same. You know?
So do you do it in a written format?
I do it more on a artistic, creative space as well as meditation.
Mm-hmm.
So any kind of energetic work, any kind of creative outlet, like at one point, I started it with a painting where I started seeking out energetically the different levels of myself on the different dimensional existence planes so
mm-hmm.
that each of them would benefit from whatever I was doing, and then I could extrapolate from them as well to help better what I was doing here.
Okay, that's really cool. And we just had a new caller come in. Hey, caller 8296, how's it going? Caller, would you like to introduce yourself?
Not really.
Okay. Okay, thank you for checking in and listening. And go ahead and queue up queue. Let us know if you want to go ahead and make a comment. Okay, so that was just a really great segue since we were talking about creativity, because the next step that we really want to work with this whole idea is with working with your future self. Amy and I started having a conversation after the show about when it comes to future self, why couldn't you be working with another person and creating, letters that you would create together for the future. And it could be business programs, business projects, you know, just relationships, just any kind of infinite ways that you could be basically doing it on a community level, a relationship level with other people, with having ideas that you want to have in it. And I also want to bring back the point that we had on the last show when we had done our cafe book club with Big Magic. One of the primary things that Elizabeth started talking about from the beginning is that your thoughts are things that are wanting to have relationships with you. So just like that, there could be a thought and an idea that you could be writing as a future self that you would actually could be having conversations with that as well.
Absolutely.
So there's all kinds of ways that we can do that. So with that, one thing that Amy really wanted to bring into this, which I love, is working a vision board. And anybody who wants to go ahead and chime in with that would be great, too. So let me go ahead and have Amy kind of like, for anybody who's never had that idea or just how we can go ahead and just kind of introduce that and then where we can go with the future self. So go ahead, Amy.
So, well, the vision board concept is really taking vision and putting it in a very kinesthetic way. And what I'll just walk through, give you the basic premise of vision boards, is that you spend some time reflecting on what you want to do, be, and have, in the future. And you, yeah, what I'd love to do is get a group of people together, get a bunch of magazines, have a bunch of stamps and stickers and all kinds of creative things, and then you spend some time kind of sharing with each other, what do you want to do, be and have? Maybe write for a little bit, with, you know, what those things are, have a discussion, have a few people together that you feel safe with, and have a bunch of different magazines and cards and things, cutting them out, and you're passing them around to each other. And then after a while, what you want to do is you want to have a poster board, or what I did last year, which I really liked, was I took a journal, a composition writing journal, and I created my vision right on the front of my journal. And so then I would be documenting what was going on with that vision board. So that there's a lot more to vision boards than that, but that's a good starting point. In fact, Dr. Stammen talked about Lynn Joseph, and she and I, we're going to talk a little bit about this as we're going forward, had created vision boards for a lot of things that we had done to support each other individually. And what we would do is we would meet every week, and we called it televisioning. And what we would do is we'd share with each other from that we'd already created those visions, what would we manifesting, what phone calls would we get, what actions would we take, what would happen in that next week as though it had already happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so really making it, you know, really real. So, Kim, I'll give you a little bit of a heads up here. We were talking about the chapter that you and I and Lynn wrote together. And now I want to make sure before we started down it, we had not enough time to write that chapter, and we were set forth in an impossible task. And when I was given the title of project manager, which I love doing, and so that was really what for me was bringing that together. And so at the very beginning, in emails, in text, in phone conversations, I was very much talking in vision about what it would look like, what it would feel like when we were done, and how the process was going. I believe you knew what I was doing as I was doing it. Yes?
Yes. Yes.
and do you feel like that was helpful in the process?
Oh, I think it gave us enormous energy and fuel. I mean, we accomplished in, you know, less than 6 weeks what would have taken most teams 6 months. And we did that because we had this, just as Amy said, she guided us to keep thinking about the future and what it was going to feel like when the editor said, "You're in," you know, our chapter was accepted. And not only did our chapter get accepted, it got accepted with the highest ratings possible and no changes, not one single change required, which is almost unheard of in peer review academic circles. So
I would say 99% of the time. Yeah.
And had fun in the process. You know,
and yeah,
was,
exactly.
Yeah.
And for me, honestly, I didn't quite believe that we were going to pull that off. But I, as the project manager, I made myself believe it. And I kept saying it and kept reinforcing it in texts and phone calls and emails. And when we pulled it off, I honestly was stunned. I mean, I knew we would do it, but I didn't really believe that we'd do it. I mean, we've got the highest rating possible. And absolutely no changes.
Well, thanks for telling me you didn't quite believe it, because you certainly led us in a way that you did, and inspired greatness. So thank you.
Yes, I think that's right. Isn't that part of being a great leader? Is that you got to play that
You're
part?
You're baking it till you make it. Yeah, baking it. I'm baking it till I make it.
Okay. So we have another caller came in. Hey, 5233, how's it going?
Hi.
Hi. It's great to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. So this is Mercedes. Mercedes, we're talking about the visioning again, and also with a vision board. And are you familiar with vision boards? Have you ever done something like that?
With the what?
With vision boards. You kind of came in late on the show. So.
We actually did one, I think, a couple years ago at the shop, remember?
Yes, we had a special class. Yeah, so that's basically
yes.
what we're talking about. So great to have you join us in the conversation. So So one of the things Amy and I have been talking about, and I kind of talked about a little bit before, was like using these vision boards to be able to be doing future self work when you've got a mutual project or a mutual idea that you're wanting to do. Well, part of it can be the writing of the letter, but also being able to bring in words and symbols and just all the different things that could be components of things that you're wanting to be putting together. So I think it just really can enhance and make it that much more powerful. But I think the one thing that's really wonderful about working with vision boards when it comes to futuring yourself is the fact that there's that element where you have to let it go. You have to be in a place where this is, I'm like, in the future, this is what it's looking like, and then we're basically going to be coming back to ourselves. So we'd like to have any of you guys kind of jump on that and see what you think about that.
This is Amy. What I'd like to make a comment on is I like how I think you might have coined something here, how you're futuring yourself.
Yeah, you're futuring yourself.
I like that. Thank you. Somebody take a note. I'm going to
Dr. Kim, you got anything on that? If you're going to be, I mean, you can add that to your class. Okay, how are you guys futuring today? How's that going for you?
I think that's great. But listen,
yeah.
I want to share why I believe this is so critically important. Okay?
Yeah,
go
do
for it.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me tell you about my experience the last couple of days. I've been home with my mother in Philadelphia for the holidays. And they've been very sweet, very nice. Everything's, you know, there were no big upsets. And yet I noticed myself getting smaller and smaller, my energy getting lower and lower. And it was like, oh, my God, what is happening to me? And today at 8 o'clock, when I made a hotel reservation for the next 3 days, everything changed, and I asked myself, why am I suddenly flooded with this energy and aliveness, and I couldn't wait to go to bed because I couldn't wait to get up and leave tomorrow, and it wasn't about I'm leaving where I am, but what I realized is I had created a future that I was excited about for the next 3 days. And that absent having a future to live into, I was just kind of going through my day and it was pretty boring. And so I realized the possibility of, you know, our future self can be where we want to be a year from now or 6 months from now or next week, but it really can be about the intention we have for today and are creating for tomorrow. And it can really be fuel out of, you know, depression, out of the blues, out of the blahs. Because I'm telling you, it was almost like a light switch, and I didn't even know what was happening. But I'm sure Amy can hear the sound of my voice, because yesterday when I talked to her, I was like, oh, you got it, oh, yeah. And now it's like, I'm like so excited, I can't even go to sleep, and it's almost midnight here in Pennsylvania. So it has such power that we can tap into anytime we choose. So I really offer that to the community, and I'm so grateful I stumbled on this myself today, and I'm sure it was because I was thinking about this show and how it was going to go, and I had an experience I could share with you all.
Beautiful. And I think that's why it's so important that we need to be in sistership. I don't want to leave out the guys, but right now it's all girls. And so it's really about us coming together in circles.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do that. And then we're all, you know, we're literally all over the country. Just a few of us on this particular call. And that's why it's so important that we stay connected with each other by phone, by text, by Skype, and tell each other our vision.
Twitter.
Yeah, our Twitter. Yeah, we're trying to get Robin twittering. So everybody help me. So as a bird,
Twitter
should be twittering for sure. So that's one of my visions is helping her do that. But and having that connection. So when, like, it's really important to me with the people that I love and I support, tell me about when you're going to have a surgery or a doctor's appointment. Tell me when you're going to go have an interview. Tell me when you're having some struggles and you want to have a vision of something else, like what you just did, Kim. And I know that, you know, definitely you and I have that experience. Robin and I have that experience. What do we want, like, with Robin and I? What do we want our experience to be we've been together the last few days. So we'll talk about what do we want that to look like? What do we want to feel like? You know, weeks before we even get together. And then when we get together, oh, my gosh, everything just happens magically. Well, it's not just that it happened magically in that moment, but it's the dialogue that we've had.
We futured it.
We futured it.
Yeah, we futured it.
And one of the things that I really love to do, and we're all starting to do that, if we start talking about, I look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really just really even changing your languaging, getting the support that you need real time. And so I want to encourage all of us, you know, like, and if you go back and listen to the show from last week, we had a wonderful dialogue where Robin, quote unquote, pretended that she had just come from her first Good Seeds meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And it really felt like she was really there and she was really telling us. And so what if we start doing that? We do the televisioning, the Skype thing, where he's like, tell me, what does it look like? What does it feel like that you want to have? And what is one action you're going to take right now?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's an important point. What is one action you're going to take, like making those reservations?
Yeah, and I think making those reservations, just to go back and slow that down a little bit, for me, looking at that, it's like, thank you so much for doing that, Kim, because what it did was, like you're saying, as soon as I did that, I was excited. Well, you know, you just set yourself up for the next 4 days, you know, from now into, you know, that full reservation that you're going to do. And like you said, you saw yourself writing your letter to yourself or, you know, for 2017, you know, at the beginning of that year, what that was going to look like. And just having yourself, you already had the plan, you already had the setup. You've already created these pictures in your mind of what you were doing and how you were doing it, and just connecting yourself to all those timelines. I mean, Gloria was perfect kind of talking about it when she says, I don't really work in the future, I work in dimensions. And to me, that's really kind of what we're doing, working in multiple dimensions at the same time when it comes to something like that. You know, it gets a little woo-woo, but, you know, there are people out there that really can, what they call bi-locate. You know, they could be one place in the world, and yet for whatever reason, they see a picture, they could be someplace else in the world. So I think we can do that. We're just getting to understand just the capacity of what we can really do with our mind. And, I mean, we've been led to believe that we're small, and we don't necessarily have the capabilities of being able to stretch ourselves in the way that we're starting to kind of explore that. And I think just like going back to Big Magic, when Elizabeth had talked about that, the soul likes to just wonder about things. It's always in that place of, you know, gee, I wonder what that would be like. And if we can put ourselves in the future and have ourselves looking, you know, tomorrow and a year from now and 10 years from now, and being able to project ourselves out in those different directions, how wonderful and fascinating and fun it can be. If we're putting ourselves like it's amazing and fun and awesome.
So I want to talk a little bit about it. I don't want you to feel trapped that you have to do your future selfing by letter. You can certainly do it by letter. You can do it. But writing letter to your future self writing to you. You can do it in a meditative state where you imagine talking to them and them talking to you. You can do it with it, you know, have a stuffed animal that's your future self or a chair where there's nobody sitting. Don't have any witnesses, though. You don't want to have anybody, you know, seeing that you're doing.
Unless they're totally in with you and they can do it too.
Exactly. Exactly. you can songs. You can pick, you know.
Yeah, songs are great.
As of today, coming back from shopping, and the song, The Girl is on Fire, Don't Make Me Sing.
Yeah,
Don't Make This
Sing.
Girl is on Fire, and oh my goodness, that just really, you know, got me excited. So making sure you have
a song
that fits, be a ringtone, that has vision for you. Every time that song comes on, you're like, yes. And so you get that set up. It could be through doing artwork. So we're not saying there's only a one way to do this. We're saying there's lots of ways. I think it's important to be doing it in community. So I want to support you each in going to Good Seeds meetings, to having friends that you meet with every week or every month, and get it on the schedule. Don't wait for this stuff to happen because it will not happen. You've got to have
it. Dr. Kim was a good point of that about, you know, I was feeling like I was stuck until I was proactive about doing something for myself that I could see, you know, committing myself some time to be able to be, you know, slowing it down, honoring myself and saying, you know, what do I want? I think that's really, really just a powerful place. So I want to go back to you for, you know, there's been such a phenomenon this season with having all these adult coloring books with the mandalas and just all the different things that are out there. And in my family, everybody was doing that. We were giving each other for different kinds of coloring books. And to me, that's the same kind of thing that we're talking about with these, you know, creating these vision boards and stuff with each other, and how great maybe it could be a coloring party, where, you know, you start out coloring and you could be coloring your future and how you want that to look. And just keeping it where, you know, whether it's something you create and sketch, or if you bring a bunch of people together, have somebody who might be able to sketch something for you. So you've got people who are doing it. I think we're just getting back to just this wonderful time where when it comes to technology and all that, having everything pre-printed and all the different things that are available, but just being able to create it with our own hand or have it in a community level would be awesome.
So what I'd love to do is that people who are at the table right now, and if you're listening later, to do this also, what is something that you want your future self to help you with in creating in 2016? For me, I'm working with the Association of Comprehensive Energy Psychologists and creating a veteran program working with veterans who've had post-traumatic stress. So it's I'm working with academics, I'm working with veterans, I'm working with all these different organizations. So I would love all of you to support me in that, and I'm going to walk hand in glove with my future self. I'm going to do exactly what I told Jim to do, is I'm going to be using a journal to meet on a daily basis, asking what kind of help do we need. I'll create a vision board, but then I'll be asking, what step can I take today? What step can I take today? I'll be asking my future self and my close friends that question on a regular basis. How about you, Robin?
Yeah, for me, it's going to be the networking for people. Now, how can I help people to be getting together to be using their creativity, their gifts and talents in just a more of a community and a global way, and knowing that, you know, with each thing that they're able to, you know, do in service or gifting people with that, and then having it be something that really can move people forward. So how about you, Mercedes?
Me? I'm just trying to get this year through. Right now,
Well, that's okay.
I'm waiting for a couple days.
How am I going to help myself to get through?
Yeah,
I'll
finally say I'm done. I'm done with this year. Let's start a new one, new things, a lot of stuff. You know, sometimes we don't know how to visualize because we're new to these things. But I think that if we start, you know, we don't have to go the whole year visualizing what we're going to do the whole year. But just simply saying, okay, what am I going to do? How will I see myself next week for the whole week?
Perfect.
You know,
yeah,
maybe
perfect.
For the next month, you know, because we don't know how to visualize so much, you know, that's just, I think that's just human, you know, we learn little by little until we can get to the point where you guys are at, where you guys can visualize your whole year, maybe, you know, your whole life. But, you know, there's people that can't do that. They'd be like, well, how do I do this? How do I start? And it's small. You know, okay, what do you see yourself doing next week? You know, what do you want for you next week? And just start little by little, maybe.
Yeah, one time I had gone to a vision board, and actually, you know, those little bitty books that you can have that are kind of like grandma books where it's just like all these different, just single photographs that you can put in one little book, and they call it like a brag book or whatever, like here's my baby. So that's actually what you did. You focus on one little area of your life or one, like a week or whatever, and you made that little collage that would be just on that page. So it was just a little mini picture of what you want to have for whatever. And it was kind of cool to be able to do that. So how about you, Dr. Kim?
Well, I want a website. I'm probably one of the few people who should have a website and doesn't. It'd be really hard to find me so I've decided to kind of come out of the closet and to become public. So part of my future self is to generate a website, and I think I know someone affiliated with this Transformation Cafe who's really great at websites.
Okay, cool. That's awesome. How about you, Gloria?
Sorry, I had to unmute.
Okay, how about you when it comes to the visioning for where you want to be with being able to use these tools for the next year?
I heard part of that. Your voice is kind of vibrating.
Oh, okay. I'm just wondering how you would be using the visioning for the next year, using your vision board or being able to write to your future self.
I've actually been taking different bits and pieces of, I signed up recently, starting like in August, with getting emails and information from people who are supporting people on growing their business. And so I've got probably 100 to 150 plus emails per day that I keep getting. And a lot of the information that I am receiving where they are encouraging me, I'm taking the information and basically editing and reorganizing the words, I guess would be the best way to put it, so that I can then create my own verbal picture of what I am achieving this next year, and then incorporating that into my business steps.
Okay, cool. That's very cool. So there's just lots of ways that we can do it on a creative level. You know, it can be verbal, it could be writing it out. Like I said, it could be in coloring books, or it could be, you know, any kind of picture. So look forward to anybody who wants to be sharing that with us. It would be great to, you know, post some pictures and send it to our website, which is transformation-cafe.com. We also had talked about, one thing we didn't really talk about was Jack Canfield has a Dream Big Vision Board program that he has. It's actually a product that you can get. And it's going to be on our store if you guys want to go ahead and get that with Andy Post. And a little bit of the housekeeping with that, too. We're going to probably have a late post due to the New Year's Eve this week. So just want to let everybody know. We'll be letting everybody know once it's up and ready for everybody for the show. And as always, want to thank all of our diners. And thank you, Miss Amy, for joining us tonight. And we will see you next time here at the cafe. Wishing everybody a wonderful, safe, and happy New Year. And with our cafe book club, we are going to be probably starting our first book. It's going to be from Henry Cloud, which is going to be on the 9 things you simply must do. So we'll go ahead and be seeing you guys later. And we want to thank you here for joining us in the cafe. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.